Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, text number 40. Evam hi loka kratubi krita ami. Shanishnara shaktishaya nanirmala. Tasmada drishta shuta dushanam param. Bhaktyok tayesham bhajatatma labdaye. Evam, similarly, as far as earthly wealth and possessions are impermanent, he, indeed, loka, higher planetary systems like heaven, the moon, the sun, and Brahma loka. One little word and you get so many translations from it. Kratubi, by performing great sacrifices. Krita, achieved. Ami, all those. Shayishnavaha, perishable, impermanent. Shatishaya, although more comfortable and pleasing. Na, not. Nirmala, pure, free from disturbances. Tasmat, therefore, adrishta shuta, never seen or heard. Dushanam, whose fault? Param, the supreme. Bhaktya, with great devotional love. Uktaya, as described in the Vedic literature, not mixed with jnana or karma. Isham, the Supreme Lord. Bhajita, worship. Atmalabdaye, for self-realization. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is learned from Vedic literature that by performing great sacrifices, one may elevate himself to the heavenly planets. However, although life on the heavenly planets is hundreds and thousands of times more comfortable than life on earth, the heavenly planets are not pure, nirmalam, or free from the taint of material existence. The heavenly planets are also temporary, and therefore they are not the goal of life. Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, has never been seen or heard to possess inebriety, or in yeah. Consequently, for your own benefit and self-realization, you must worship the Lord with great devotion, as described in the Vedic revealed scriptures. Purport is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Shine Punye Marti Lokam Vishanti. Even if one is promoted to the higher planetary systems by performing great sacrifices, which are accompanied by the sinful act of sacrificing animals, the standard of happiness in Satyaloka is also not free of disturbances. There is a similar struggle for existence even for the King of Heaven, Indra. Thus, there is no practical benefit in promoting oneself to the heavenly planets. Indeed, from the heavenly planets, one must return to this earth after one has exhausted the results of his pious activities. In the Vedas it said, Tad yateha karma jita loka shiyate evam eva mutra punyo pin punya jita loka shiyataha. As material possessions we acquire here by hard work are vanquished in course of time, one's residence in the heavenly planets is also eventually vanquished. According to one's activities of piety in different degrees, one obtains different standards of life, but none of them are permanent, and therefore they're all impure. Consequently, one should not endeavor to be promoted to the higher planetary systems, only to return to this earth or descend still lower to the hellish planets. To stop this cycle of going up and down, coming down, one must take to Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, Brahmande Brahmite Kon Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bish. The living entity is rotating in the cycle of birth and death, going sometimes to the higher planets and sometimes to the lower planets. But that is not the solution to the problems of life. If by the grace of Krishna, one is fortunate enough to meet a guru or representative of Krishna, one gets the clue of returning home back to Godhead, having achieved self-realization. This is what is actually desirable. By Jatatma Labdaye, one must take to Krishna consciousness for self-realization. So the translation, it is learned from the Vedic literature that by performing great sacrifices, one may elevate himself to the high heavenly planets. However, although life on the heavenly planets is hundreds and thousands of times more comfortable than life on earth, the heavenly planets are not pure, nirmalam, or free from the taint of material existence. The heavenly planets are also temporary and therefore not the goal of life. Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, has never been seen or heard to possess inebriety, like intoxication, bewilderment, unsteady consciousness. Consequently, for your own benefit and self-realization, you must worship the Lord with great devotion, as described in the revealed scriptures. Tasyaya vaheto prayate te kovido talabhyat. It's not here, but somewhere here. Tasyaya vaheto prayate te kovido talabhyate yad brahmatam upariyata talabhyate sukhavam anyata dukam kailena something sarvatra Gavira Ranghasa. You got it there. So, tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido. So the kovidos. Who are the kovidos? Kovidas? Yes, learned, intelligent people. Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido talabhyate yad brahmatam upareta. They know that even if we go up and down the whole universe, if we had our magical airplane, and we could go any planet we wanted, like Arjuna did, Arjuna was able to, when the Brahman's son was captured or disappeared, Arjuna promised he'd get him back. So he was empowered to go to any planet in the universe. But there's no planet he went to that he got so captivated he decided, well, this place is pretty good. I think I'll settle down here for a few hundred million years. Come back to Earth when maybe next day of Brahma, catch Krishna when he comes back again. Now he went to every planet in the universe, practically speaking, Brahma Loka, Indra Loka, Patala Loka, and he came back to this planet. The amazing thing is he went to Brahmaloka, but somehow or another, generally speaking, when people go to Brahmaloka, even if they're there for a few seconds, then time on this planet is so different that by the time they got back here, nothing would be here already. But somehow or another, he's able to go to the Brahmaloka and come back here more or less at the same time, within a few moments. And not only that, Arjuna is able to look around the whole Brahmaloka, which is probably bigger than Slovenia, and figure out the Brahman's son isn't here. Not only that, he went to all these other planets, which means that Arjuna is highly qualified. If you lost your keys and Arjuna was here, he could find them instantaneously. But still, tasyaiva heto priyate te kovida talabhyate yad brahmatam udparita. Even we go up and down from Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planets in the universe, like Patala Loka, still we won't find what we're actually looking for. Because wherever we go, there's sukhavat and dukhavat, anyatak sukham. There's going to be different degrees of happiness and distress, but that's all you find in the material world. It's just material happiness and distress. And Ramahaksa, it's all temporary. Even when we go to Brahmaloka, although it seems a fantastic amount of time to live there, but still it's just one exhalation of Mahavishnu. And then Brahma doesn't necessarily go back to the spiritual world, because it says that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that all of us, we were once Brahmas, or at least highly placed demigods, and here we are now. That even the meanest insect, the Indra Gopa germ, was one time a highly placed demigod or a Brahma, and now he's an Indra Gopa germ. And it's all because of karma. Everyone from Indra, Yastva Indra Gopam, Mahendra, maybe you can look that one up. Yastva Indra Gopam Mahato Mahendra, Karmani something, Bhaja Bhaktam, Yastva Indra Gopam Mahendra, Sukho Mahavasu Karma. Atanoti karmari kintu tabakti bhajam govindam adi purusham tamahang bhajami. So, everyone from Indra down to the meanest insect. It's not that the Indra-Gopa germ is mean. There's a different meaning for mean in English. Mean also means very tiny. Not that you're tiny or nasty, but you're just tiny. You may be a good germ, a friendly germ, but you're very small, therefore you're called mean, meanest. That they're all getting the results of their karma. And we ourselves are getting the results of our karma. If we're in full consciousness of Krishna, and all our activities are dedicated to Krishna, if we're acting as an instrument for Krishna, then there's no karma. But as much as we're not conscious of Krishna, and we act according to some infected by the modes or influenced by the modes, then we're getting our next lifetime. We're creating our another life. Obviously, if we're trying to do something in devotional service and following the regular principles, we'll get a better life. Even we might go to the heavenly planets. Maybe there's already a kirtan party starting, welcoming us there. Maybe we have a reserve room in a 100-star palace of Indra. Only time separates us. But if we go to the heavenly planets, it's probably not very good, because we'll think, well, this is worth it. Maybe I just stay here as long as I can. And if I fall down, I'm just going to try and make my way back here. So I can visit the apsara I left behind. So this is illusion. The more we enjoy the material energy, the more we become attached to it, the more we have to suffer repeated birth and death. Just like we have the example of Pururava. Pururava was in Satyuga. And he was a great king. He was a son, I think, he was a grandson of Swayambhuva Manu, which means that he was a great grandson of Lord Brahma. But somehow or another, he became attached to Urvasi. And therefore, when Urvasi left him, and Treta Yuga began, then his only thought was, you know, she left me behind. If I go back there, she'll probably leave me behind again, or else I'm going to have to die, and she'll die, and I'll be heartbroken again. No, his only thought was, let me get back to Urvasi. And so he performed sacrifice in Treta Yuga to get back with Urvasi. And undoubtedly now he's still with Urvasi somewhere. But he's not going to be there forever, nor will Urvasi. And it'll be what kind of disappointment you have if you're so attached to something for millions and millions of years, billions of years, and then you have to leave it behind. You thought we're in love forever. And it turns out forever is not very long. And then you come back in the next lifetime as a cat. And you look around, is your name, and you see the next cat you find, you say, is your name Urvasi? No. My name was Julius Caesar my last time. Oh, I'm looking for a different one. So the material world is quite complicated. The laws of karma are such that we're actually believing that we can make a permanent settlement here and everything's going to be all right. We just have to get the right information. We got to get the right community. We have to get the right protest. We have to get the right medicine, whatever. And things will be all right. Balasyaneha sharanam pitaro nishingha nartasya chagadam udanvito majitao now tat ihandrashesta twad vino tenubritam tak upekshitanam. Always get that one word wrong. Balasyaneha, this is at least it's in the second canto. Balasya neha sharanam pitaro nishingha. Balasya, whenever you see the word asya at the end of a Sanskrit word, it usually means of. It's the English of. Balasya neha sharanam pitaro nishingha. So the parents may try and protect the child, although Prabhupada mentions many times they're not trying to protect the children anymore. Balasyaneha sharanam pitro nishingha. Balasyaneha sharanam pitro nishingha. Taptasya tat prativir ya ihanja shesta taptasya. So taptasya means one who's suffering. So everyone's suffering. Now balasya, the child, neha. Sharanam pitaro nishingha. They may have the shelter of the parents, and they may grow up, or they may die. Or the medicine, we have a good doctor, and the medicine may be working, and we may get well, or we may die anyhow. Or the boat may cross the ocean, or it may sink, and we'll drown. In any case, even if the medicine is working, even if the child grows up, even if the boat makes it across the river or the ocean, still we die anyhow. There's no escaping it. The example sometimes is when, if you've ever been on an airplane when there's turbulence, a lot of turbulence, sometimes people are screaming and they're, you know, praying to God, you know, you see that making the cross on the plane, especially in South America. And then the turbulence stops and they go back watching the movie. Drinking the beer. Wow, I thought I was going to die. That was close. Let's celebrate. We're not going to die. Well, we hate to give people bad news. You're still going to die. But people don't want to think like that. Only when they're faced with the prospect of dying, that they then they think, oh, I might die. You might die. Otherwise, that was close. And what to speak if we go to the heavenly planets? How much attached we'll get if we go there? If you go to the dentist and you hear the sound of the drill, you're not really, well, I hope this lasts for a couple of hours. This is going to be fun. I always wanted to be tortured for a couple of hours. No, you want to get it over as soon as possible. And if you're at some kind of festival and there's somehow or another they have cotton candy and the music's good and is there going to be a big feast and the play and everything, you think, wow, I could be here forever. Unfortunately, you're not going to be there forever. The conclusion is, if we can get the taste for Krishna consciousness in our original, then we'll actually be able not only to spend some place forever, but it'll be the best place to be forever and always getting better. It's not in the spiritual world everything is good and everyone likes it, but they think, well, I've been through this again before. Is there something else? Maybe I can check out, go back to the material world, see if my soccer team is still playing. I can kick the ball a little bit too. No, everything's getting better there. And not only that, but no one is having any idea that they've been there before. It's not like they think, oh, I've been here since eternity. This is getting rather boring. No, they think everything is new and fresh all the time. It's like the first time. It's the eternal present. There's no past and future. And even if you believe, even if you think about the past, you just think about it in the present. And when you think about it in the present, it's always getting better. If you have a glubdomen and you eat it in the spiritual world, it's fantastic. It's unbelievable. You could merge in the glubdomen if you could. But every time you remember eating the glubdomen, it gets actually the taste better. You can taste it again and again, and it's always getting better. It's not that you taste it and you think, oh my God, if only I was back. No, you are back there. It's even better, though, than the one you were actually experiencing when you were eating it. And everything is tasty. Everyone is tasty. Not that you see someone you don't like and you become disgusted. No, everyone, even the people that you don't like, are beautiful. They're wonderful, and they're full of pleasure. There may be some difference between Chandravali's group and Srimati Radharani's group in the spiritual world, but they're all beautiful. As a matter of fact, Chandravali is Srimati Radharani's sister. And it's all rasa. It's all pleasureful and tasteful. Even there's competition, but the competition just gives the spice to make everything even more wonderful and blissful and tasteful. Therefore, it's advised we should go to the spiritual world, not go up and down the material world looking for the spiritual world. We should go where the spiritual world is. If you want to go to a festival somewhere, then you should find out where the festival is, and then you can go there. But if you just wander around trying to find the festival, you'll probably waste a lot of time. Better get a map, find out where it is, and then get the transportation to go there. So we're looking for the spiritual world, actually. So we should find out where it is and how to get there. And then our lives will actually become meaningful and successful. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.